Researchers from Victoria University have brought us one step closer to more accurately forecasting when large earthquakes could occur. Using data from the 2016 Kaikoura earthquake, they've been able to prove that sediment in underwater landslides called turbidites can be used to find out how many large earthquakes have happened in a particular area in the past. Now, by assessing this pattern, they can then estimate when the next high magnitude earthquake could occur. It's the first time this method has been proven to work. Jamie Howarth is the lead author of the study and senior lecturer in Victoria University of Wellington's School of Geography, Environment and Earth Sciences. Good morning, Jamie.
Morena, Corin. How's it going?
Very well. Okay, talk us through this. So, how does the process work? Can you give us a bit of an overview?
Yeah. So, I mean, I think a good place to start is, you know, seismologists were able to tell us where those three large earthquakes that happened on Friday occurred because we have this network of seismometers around New Zealand and the world that record the ground motions. And from that, we can figure out where the earthquake happened and how big it was. Now, that network of seismometers has really only been around for 50 years or more. So if we want to understand the really big earthquakes that occur really on human timeframes, we need other tools. And geologists have hypothesized, which is just another word for a scientific hunch, that these turbidites, which are sediments that accumulate on the seafloor in response to seismic shaking, may be nature's answer to the seismometer and record detailed information on the ground motions produced by prehistoric earthquakes. Now, this hypothesis is quite contentious because nobody's actually been able to go out and demonstrate that it works. And the Kaikoura earthquake provided the first time we were able to actually go out and study the response of the C4 to a really well-studied instrumental earthquake.
So, what do you actually do? How do you take a sample? Do you take a drill sample?
Yeah, so we were out there on NIWA's research vessel, the Tangaroa, after the earthquake, and we have a what's called a multicorer, which is lowered to the seafloor, and it takes a series of sediment cores that are about a metre long that really accurately preserve what we call the sediment water interface, or the sediments that accumulated, at the time of the earthquake.
And you can see clearly which bits of that sediment have been a major earthquake.
Yeah, so we can use radiometric dating techniques. In this case, we used a radioisotope called thorium-234 to show unequivocally that the turbidites, which we observed, accumulated in response to the Kaikoura earthquake. And we were able to demonstrate that those turbidites record information on the strength of shaking from the earthquake and also the spatial extent of shaking, so the area over which those ground motions were felt.
Okay, so you can see a pattern there. Can you see a pattern that is reoccurring that would give you any evidence or argument to suggest when future earthquakes might be?
Yeah, well, so the really importance of this work is that we were able to actually demonstrate that this technique works. And the reason that's important is because subduction zones, which are, the world's largest faults and produce the world's largest earthquakes, an example of which would be the 2011 magnitude 9 earthquake in Japan. The earthquake records for these faults, the best ones come from these turbidite records. But we've been a little bit reticent to actually believe the information that they're telling us because nobody's validated the approach. And we've been the first ones to do that convincingly.
So that's done, but as I say, too soon to say whether you can use this to help try and predict the frequency of future large earthquakes.
Watch the space, because New Zealand has the Hikarangi Margin, which is our largest and most poorly constrained source of seismic hazard, and we're actually working at the moment on long cores from along the margin, looking at these turbidites and reconstructing their spatial patterns to get to exactly the answer that you...
So the goal is, I suppose, that you get enough information that it will help in future.
Absolutely. So we're going to be looking at the frequency of the very large earthquakes that occur on the Hikarangi Margin going back many thousands of years. And because you have that long-term perspective, it provides a much more robust basis for forecasting the likelihood that we're going to see a similar event at some point in the future.
Jamie, that's fantastic. Well done on that. Jamie Howarth there, the lead author of the study and senior lecturer at Victoria University of Wellington School of Geography, Environment and Earth Sciences.